Nah, she's doing great right now.
But nah, yeah. She is doing real good. She just dropped that little snippet.
Yeah.
She going crazy. And you know what I love about her? One of the hardest things you could ever do is not give a fuck. I just watched an interview on her, basically trying to ask her, like, was her new song a diss record or whatever. She is not on that.
Which is why I'm so confused.
Well, this is what I'm trying to say. Like, she do not give a fuck. Like, even if she do give a fuck, she not showing it.
Mm.
She's still very empowering. She want everybody to win.
That's
if
what
it's
I like.
Beef, if it's smoke, then it's smoke. Yeah. I'll kill you in silence. I don't gotta kill you with words. It ain't no rap beef, bitch. Why would I rap beef or do any crazy shit when I could just do what I do?
It's just promo.
Yeah, it's just free promo.
Yeah.
My bitch out here getting money. Like, yeah. It don't matter what nobody talking about. She getting money. She don't want nobody. She don't wish no bad on nobody. Yeah. Even her ops, she don't want y'all doing bad. She's really one of the ones. She's focused on the bigger picture.
Yeah.
And that's all that matters is the bigger picture. She not in the moment. This is for life. She do not give a fuck. Like, stop playing with her. Stop playing with Atlanta.
Stop playing with Atlanta.
Stop playing. Hey, what's up, y'all? It's your girl, Denicia, and you might have heard my record, Back Outside, by myself and Lotto.
Huh, I'm back outside. You. Huh, niggas mad me.
What's up, Nyla? We need to talk.
Spend dough for the nanos. Yeah. We need to talk, love. Can I talk to you? We need to talk, love. Can I talk to you? We need to talk, love. Can I talk to you? We need to talk, love. Can I?
What's up, guys, and welcome to another episode of We Need to Talk. I am your host, Nyla Simone, with a very special guest in the building. We got Anicia.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm supposed to look at this camera, right? Which one was it?
That
one. Hey.
How are you?
Hey, I'm real good. Yeah. How are you?
I'm good, too. I can't complain.
Yeah, I can't complain too much.
Man, you're having a phenomenal year. I wouldn't expect you to.
Thank you, girl. I'm doing the best I can.
How does it feel? I know you're in town right now. You're about to do a meet and greet. And I know, like, even gearing up before this year started and just how the year ended, you have been selected or, like, crowned as, like, the princess of ATL, even, like, the it girl in rap right now. So how does that feel?
It's cool. It's, honestly, it's what I feel like I manifested it.
Mm.
Whenever I first started getting into music and stuff, whenever people would ask me, like, so, like, you know, they want to know, like, what is this image you trying to portray or who you want to be or what is the... And I used to just be like, it's not really like no image I want to portray. I just want to be the it girl. Like, I want to make my thing everybody's thing. Like, yeah. I just want to be able to do me in peace and everybody just eat it up.
Shit, and that's what it looked like. It looked like you just doing you. But what would you define your thing? Like, what would you say that is?
Being myself. Mm. Some days, like, even like when it comes down to my style, when it comes down to the way that I do my hair, my neck, like, I'm very spontaneous. Everything I do is pretty sporadic.
What's your sign?
A Leo.
I'm a Leo.
For real, bro?
Yes.
We have a thing.
July 25th. You August?
Oh, I know a nigga that's born close to that. Ooh. My birthday, August 20th.
August 20th?
Yep, I'm
you
on a
borderline
cuss.
Virgo.
Yeah, borderline, but I don't act like no motherfucking Virgo. I don't like, I don't cuss on here.
I don't like Virgos either. That's why I'm like,
you can cuss?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. But yeah, I don't like Virgos.
Except for Beyonce and my grandmother.
I like Beyonce. I don't know no other Virgos that I like, though. I ain't gonna lie to you, though. I think something wrong with me personally, because I don't think I like no sign, baby. I don't like none of them. I like Leos. I don't really... Gemini is crazy. My mom and my grandma Aries. I feel like it's...
those are our highest compatibility.
I know.
Those
and
are
I have, like... I grew up with them. So, like, I really know how... I know the dynamic. But they're both completely different. So, it's like...
Two Aries?
My grandmother and my mom, completely different people.
Mm.
My grandmother is very soft-spoken, and she likes fucking... She's gardens and she's very sweet.
Is one like a March like a and then an April?
Yes.
Okay.
My grandma's in April, my mom's in March, and my mom is fucking out of control. She is like me on steroids. She's out of control. And honestly, she's a lot of my inspiration with a lot of stuff I do too.
That's fine.
Like everything that I wear, my mom will wear.
I love that.
Like a lot of the stuff that I like, my mom, I don't give a damn what nobody say. My mom I still be telling her like, where you at? Yeah, find me some. Da, 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 da. Can you give me? My mom is a good shopper. She do her big one. She helps me with a lot of my hairstyle. She helped me with the ATL braids on the side of my head. Mm-hmm. That was my mama's idea. Like she gets down. She do not play. They know that.
That's
like,
fire.
She gets down.
So she coming on the road.
She
with
supports
you.
Everything. When I get my little face, she's all about me. Like being myself. Like she's always been like that since I was a kid. Like. literally since I was a child, she always, and I was the only child at the time. I was the only child for 11 years, so on her side. And she just always was very big on me being myself and expressing myself and not follow. She never wanted me to be no follower. Like, always being a leader. Like, even if you got to be by yourself, if this is what you like, stick to it. Like, if you're going to do something, do it 100%. So, like, I've always just been my own person. Like,
I love that.
So, yeah, she where everything come from, for real.
That's fire. That's dope when you have a parent that supports you. Yeah. When you told your mom you wanted to start rapping, how did that conversation go?
She ain't fuck with it. Like, I
could, honestly,
but it wasn't a sense of like I said, she on some shit. Like, you doing something, 100%. And I could say in my life, like, I'm the type of person, I don't care how much money I invested into something or how much time. If I get to a point where I don't like this and I don't like the cycle of it and I'm unhappy, I'm going to quit. I'm gonna stop doing it. I don't give a fuck what the circumstances are. I don't give a damn if I'm dirt broke. If I don't like something that's making me miserable, I'm going to quit. But I have to be ready to quit. You know what I'm saying? That's with anything. So, like, it's been a lot of things. Like, I was just saying yesterday, I went to barber school.
Random.
I know, random.
Yeah.
I worked with kids. I've literally done everything. Like, I've tried to do everything. Work in a club. Bottle girl waitress type of situation. Hookah girl type.
How was that?
Girl, terrible.
You hated it?
Girl, hated it. I hated it. I thought I was going to like it. I was like, okay, cool, fun. No, power to you if you could do that shit. That shit is fucking, I have anxiety. Like, it's too much
talking
going on.
Talking to people.
Talking to people. Okay. People. Then you got to, like, make people wait for the tables, and the time is ticking, and they want to go in. It's just too much going on for me. And I be ready to tell people to get the fuck up out my face. So, not because I've seen, I'm not going to lie too. My mama can vouch for me. Damn near every job I have, I went out with a bang.
Wait,
so I gotta fight, cut somebody out, I'm quitting, like, y'all getting on my nerves. Like, that's what I'm saying. You gotta take me there. Like,
wait, what was the bang for the bottle girl job?
It was multiple. Because the first one, a bitch got mad at me about, she always had attitude with me, like, the whole time I was working there, and I wasn't even working there for long. And everybody was already weird up in that bitch anyway. But she had a little attitude or whatever the case may be, and she just caught me on a bad night, baby. She caught me on a bad night. I was making a hookah in the back, and it's like a little room where you make a hookah, you clean the hookah, all that. I'm back there making a little hookah. She come back there and tell me that they want to change the flavor, but it was the cadence of how she was saying it that had me fucked up. Yeah. And I'm like, why is you always doing that? Like, what's your problem? What's tea? And then we just did what we had to do.
Y'all fought.
But
you didn't get fired from that.
Yes, I did.
Oh, you got fired?
Well, it was like a mutual thing. Like, it was certain thing. After that, I was mad. Like, I was pissed off because they was trying to fire me. And then the boss lady, see, the thing about it is, like, I really want to put out, they know who they is, too. I didn't even got to say too much. But no, like, the manager, it was real tea, girl. It was like a real, like, it was like a TV show, child. The motherfucking manager... The managers, the owners was husband and wife. But the husband was around that bitch fucking with all the little bottle girls and the hookah girls and all that.
That's pretty normal.
But he was on some weird shit. Like, when I started working there, he would be on some, like, overly, like, weird, like, flirt shit. I don't like old men. I don't know about... I don't like old men. Like, there's nothing about an old man that arouses me, makes me feel like, oh, yeah, let's get some of that old thug love. Like, no, baby. I need me a nigga that's around. I need me a nigga around my means that, no, we go a little bit... You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So all that pop-up shit... Cut it.
I'm actually
like
so surprised to hear you say that because I feel like tricking culture is so big.
It's
in
so big. That's what I'm saying. More power to you. Different stuff with different folks. It ain't my right show. I don't go that way. Like, we not. I don't fuck with old men. That's not my thing. Like, I've never did it. And I won't ever do it. It's nothing against nobody because it do be some good looking old men out there.
Yeah.
But what is we talking about? I'm not going to talk about Grey's Anatomy with you. I don't even watch that.
I don't want nothing that reminds me remotely of my father even a little bit.
Listen, baby. I ain't even got no daddy like that. And he young, for real. He young. He ain't even like no old man. I just don't want no old ass man. Like, what is we gonna? You're 50. I only got like 10 more years with you. Like, baby, I'm not trying to kick you with no old man. He trying to do old shit. I'm trying to turn up. Yeah. I'm listening to Sexy Red. He want to listen to fucking Belle Biv DeVoe. Baby, we not doing that right now.
That's funny.
He don't understand the lace front. He talking about, why don't you just get... Papa, back up.
All of them are papa.
You drinking beers and shit.
What's the age cap for you?
Right now, because I'm 26, I'll say about a 30 ball. But even then, I'm like, damn.
That's good.
But I don't want 30 until I'm about 30. Like, so I'm about 20. You know what I'm saying? Right now, yeah. I like the whole, like, hey, you're younger than me. I mean, you're not younger. Ooh, my bad. You're older than me. I do like my boyfriends to be older than me.
Yeah.
But just, like, not too much. Like, we still got to be, like, twin. Like, yeah, we got to be, like, you feel me? Like, I got to do this, and you got to know what the fuck that means.
Yo.
I got to do this, and you, and my nigga be, like, in the cut with my, that's what I want. I don't want to do this. And my man be, like, what
why
you doing,
why your shoulders
baby?
Moving like
why
that?
Why you doing that? I told you when you go to that chiropractor, you doing that trying to break your back? Like, I don't want none of that going on, no.
Nah,
so, yeah, child.
I feel that.
Oh, what I was saying, yeah, but so, he was just going around, girl. I didn't went off topic. He was just, we got time on this?
Yeah,
I'm supposed to be
rushed.
Anyway,
time.
Y'all gonna edit in anything anyway. But nah, he was just fooling around with all the girls, girl, fooling around y'all. So finally, I'm at that point, like, y'all trying to slick fire me and everything. So I just like, she was like slick trying to fire me. Like, I could still work there if I wanted to, but she was slick still trying to fire me because I was popping shit for real.
Mm.
So I'm like, you know what? Fuck you, bitch. Fuck all this shit, y'all. And another thing with bottle girls and working in clubs, the payment and all that is ghetto as hell. Like, they suck at, like, the direct deposit. All that. It's very unfucking, it's just...
janky.
Yeah, janky as hell. So, I was on the ass about all that, telling her about her husband being a fucking nasty asshole.
You like, told her?
Absolutely. And she, it was to the point where she didn't even, like, she wasn't even combative with me. She was like, we can meet and I'll give you, like, I'll, like, it was, like, on some secretive, like, on some, almost like she wanted to keep it packed away. Because she know. She got to know. You
that's
know what I'm saying?
Messy as hell.
Girl, it was T-girl, but I got the fuck on because who the fuck?
Yeah. Good for
no,
you.
No, ma'am.
Good for you.
Mm-hmm, girl.
Have any of your coworkers reached out or, like, tried?
It wasn't, I wasn't there that long.
Oh, okay.
I was not even there that long.
Damn.
I don't never really be nowhere too long. I ain't gonna lie. Everything that I've ever done, I was just like, as soon as I get pissed off, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to fucking go. And I would tell you about your business. I would tell you about yourself. Like, I don't want to be here because you fucking suck.
Yeah, I mean, I think you should do that.
And it's not even what I want to do anyway. I just want some money.
Mm. People need
but
to know.
Now,
when it comes to the music, though, what is it for you? Is it the music, is it the money, or is it both?
It's everything. I feel like I'll be having a lot of fun. I get to dress how I want to dress. I ain't gonna wear no dirty ass uniform. No shade. But, you know, I didn't do it before. I just know this is for me. You know what I'm saying? But I just feel like I get to express myself. Like, I'm doing something where it do feel like a job a lot of times, too. But I'm literally getting paid to just
be yourself.
Literally. And that's the easiest thing to do for a bitch like me. You feel what I'm saying? When you're not being yourself, then this is going to feel like more of a job because you got to keep up with a person that you're not. But I really...
Yeah. Being that I know you're in the underground Atlanta scene for a long time and now you're really breaking through to mainstream, do you feel like a change or do you feel pressured to show up differently at all?
No.
Nah? Same?
I mean, I guess, like, with shit like... responding to certain things that don't need to be responded to, like stuff like that, or like
you're saying you're not doing,
yeah, like I'm not doing that no more, like I can't really respond or like react to shit the same way that I normally would. I can't show my ass, like I can't, you know what I'm saying, like I'm, you can't be on that,
you're a brand now.
Yeah, like I can't, it's like it's a lot of shit to lose,
yeah,
along the lines of that. So, and it's just, even as far as me, like, on, like, Twitter, like, I gotta watch what I say on Twitter, because one tweet could change your whole life. No. Like, everything's just different.
Yeah.
But shit like that, yeah, that's like, the only thing that's like, okay, I gotta switch it up a little bit. But that just all comes with growth. You know what I'm saying? That's cool, because who the fuck wanna be on popping shit all the time? Beyonce ain't said a word to nobody.
I know.
They say all type of shit about Beyonce. Beyonce has not said, I can't think of one time where Beyonce clapped back.
I know.
And she do not give a fuck. It bitch rich as hell. Like,
yeah.
Ain't nobody gonna be doing all that. I feel like it devalues you whenever you you get on that. And I'm learning that because I definitely still be replying to shit a little bit. But now I'm getting into that mind space where it's like, when I respond to shit or I like feed into bullshit, it literally devalues me. It make me just like everybody else.
Yeah, because then you put in spotlight on these people.
Yeah, like, do you know how dumb a motherfucker gonna feel when they do some shit and you don't even acknowledge them?
Yeah.
Like, bitch, we don't care. And then you see me still doing whatever I'm doing, and you still doing whatever the fuck you doing.
Yep.
Like, yeah, so.
Well, good for you. I love that.
That's the only thing.
I like that. I know growing up in Atlanta, or even as I was telling Ben earlier, like I've been in Atlanta a lot, and you guys, it's so many legends that just live there regularly, like current legends, legends from the 90s, the early 2000s to now. How did that shape you growing up and like your interest in wanting to do music? Or did it?
I don't want to say it didn't, because the culture in Atlanta, like, has always been there.
Yeah.
Atlanta just got a certain vibe to it. Now it's definitely a little different, but growing up there, it had a certain vibe to it. Like, it had a certain aesthetic to it. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. Atlanta is, it just got its own thing. So, growing up with shit like Cherish and Usher and Bobby Valentino and fucking, you know what I'm saying? Like, it, Sierra, Jazzy Faye, like, we had real, you remember Sean Paul, not the Sean Paul that was, not the Jamaican Sean Paul, the, if you don't give a damn.
We don't give a fuck, yeah.
And shit like that. We had D4L, like, we have real, like, culture, like, we had dances. These niggas was
snap movements,
snapping it on that, like, in the streets, but still snapping, like, snapping, doing dances and everything in the streets at the same time. We got Waka Flocka, like,
yeah.
The list just literally go on and on and on. We even still to this day, like, we got Young Thug.
Yeah.
Like, what in the world? Everybody love Young Thug.
I know.
We literally have some of the Summer Walkers from Atlanta. Like, it's like multiple, it's like different. It just don't stop with Atlanta. Like, so, yeah, it definitely, it didn't really, like, affect me, but it did. Because I feel like I give Atlanta. Like, I love Atlanta. So, yeah, I don't know. I just feel like growing up how I grew up with my mom's very cultured. And just music as a whole and what came out of Atlanta, I feel like a lot of the culture just poured into me.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I love that you mentioned Cherish, and I saw on your page you posted a picture in a Chevy, and then you had that song. And
Chevy,
I feel like that's sleeper.
Like
that's a sleeper on the
Child,
album.
That was one of my first, like, albums growing up. My mom used to make sure I
the
had
CD?
Everything. Yes.
Yeah,
my
I had
mom
the
made
CD.
Sure I had everything. I had the CD, Chad. Well, all of them.
Yeah,
I love Cherish.
Chevy, that's a sleeper record. I feel like people only know Do It To It.
So yeah, they only know that one song.
But
I know the whole album.
What's that? Unappreciated.
Unappreciated. I know all the whole album. You put the album, I was singing to you the whole, from the time it starts to the time it ends.
Yeah, I love that. I'm a big Cherish fan, too. So
love Cherish.
That's funny. Okay, so BRB is a record I feel like that really put you on the map and was getting on people's radar. I wanted to know, can we expect a BRB remix anytime soon?
I mean,
you over it?
If they want it. Like, but I don't really give a damn about that shit.
You over it?
I ain't over the song. BRB my baby for sure. But if somebody want to do a remix, it just got to be good.
Yeah. In the comments, well, I looked through comment sections and it, people are saying they would really love a remix with Lil Tyla.
See, that's why they need to just shut up, because they don't even know what I got coming for them.
Oh.
But I'm not even going to lie. I'm just going to be completely transparent. I do not care about remixes.
Like, oh, okay.
If I wanted to do a remix, I would just ask you for a feature, and we would just do a song together. But, like, as far as remixes, though, like, if it sound right, if we do a remix and it's good or whatever, then so be it. We could just do it. But am I a fan of remixes? No, because it's just, like, I like everything to be unoriginal. I like unoriginal. I like everything to be original. Like, I don't know. When I work with people, I want fresh. I like fresh shit. Even if I make a song and I send it to you and we do that, it's not out yet. Mm. You feel what I'm saying? We could do that. But, like, a song that's already all that remix and sent, all that little shit, like, I'm not into that.
Okay.
Honestly. But I'm not opposed to it.
If it made sense.
Yeah, if it made sense, I'll do it. But, like, if it don't make sense, then you could fucking take the beat and do your own thing all day. You could do your own shit all day long. But my shit is my shit.
Got it.
I ain't trying to be no bitch to nobody. I swear to God. But this is a very serious thing for me. This is my job. This is very intimate for me.
So, I like it.
Everything means something.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. So, but what you are saying is that y'all probably already got something in the can, is what it sounds like.
Probably. We probably do.
Probably.
But I don't know.
How
probably.
You gonna probably? Are you supposed to confirm?
Y'all just supposed to see. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know who I'm. I don't know what's going on, y'all.
Now she don't know
Am
nothing.
Am I even making music?
That is so convenient. Now she got amnesia.
What if I, What if I don't make music no more? Now I got a food truck.
Oh my God. All right.
I'm just playing. I got no fucking food truck though. I ain't got no food truck. I'm gonna give me a food truck.
She said not yet.
I ain't got no food truck. But now I'm working on a lot of stuff though, for real. I ain't gonna get too in depth with stuff, but yeah, I probably do got a song with him.
Okay. I know you got other records. Well, we've heard of other records that haven't came out yet too. I ain't gonna run down the list, but what is the plan for that? For the music? We getting an album, dropping singles. There is no plan. Why are you acting like you don't know what I'm talking about?
Man, people just gonna have to see what's going on.
Oh man. All right.
Sporadic, spontaneous. Remember I told you that?
Such a fucking Leo.
I wanna drop it and everybody be like, y'all don't know what's going on. I might not do nothing. Maybe I'm done. Stop. Maybe BRB was all I got.
Oh, please.
I told y'all I'm out of town. I don't know when I'll be back. I don't know when the fuck I'm going to be back, y'all. I might be done. I told y'all I'm back out. I keep telling y'all in the song, I'm back outside. I'm outside. I'm done. Now I'm done. I'm back out. I'm outside. I probably ain't never going to make a song again.
Bitch, we saw the video, though. You was in the crib.
No. That wasn't even me. That was AI.
Yo, nah. Yo, nah.
Wait. Can I get another shot? Like, we got to do that.
Yeah. That's fine.
But this is a cute little interview, though. I like this interview.
Thank you.
Because we got time for me to, like, be talking for real, right?
Yeah, sure.
I feel like I'm not on no time, you know what I'm saying? You know
unless
how they be
Ben
like,
got
we got
something.
15 minutes left. Because I feel like I'm talking too much and explaining too much.
No, that's the whole point.
Okay,
you're
period.
Supposed to explain. People want to get to know you.
Period, girl.
But I do love the fact that you and Lotto obviously collab. Outside from that, you've been collabing with all the rap girlies. You and Boo. Let me get this.
Yes.
And I like to just see the unity amongst the women.
Child, but, she get on my nerves, child. Kara get on my nerves.
But I like it.
Kara was...
A Shasha or...
That's... I'm like, you can get mad if you want. All right, that's good.
All right.
But nah, Kara, you know, me and Kara was friends before. We started rapping at the same time on, like, unintentionally and everything. But she was my friend. My friend was DJing and working in the club. I was in barber school and working at a smoke shop.
The barber school shit is so random to me.
I know, just shut up.
Like, how the fuck did you
know? Let me tell you, because I swear to God, I be thinking about money for real. I'm like, bruh, barbers be making money. One time I went to the studio with my friends, me not rapping. I went to the studio, like, you know how bitches be, like,
I'm
let me read up. Don't be on my motherfucking shit talking about, oh, they be talking about going to the studio with some niggas. Because y'all bitches be up in the studio with some niggas. And these niggas be out in the studio with XDF shit going on. So, yeah. But anyway, so we went to the studio and all that, and the niggas was getting haircuts and shit. Mm. And these are some niggas. You know what I'm saying? So, the barber leave out with bands, like, racks on him. I'm like, hold on, wait a minute. I'm like, you got that uppercut hair? But I didn't say it to him. But he was, like, trying to fuck with me. And I realized, like, when he was putting the shit away, they was giving it. I'm like, but the barber might be the move.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, the barber, I might fuck with the barber. Then I'm like, hold on, wait. Maybe not fuck with the barber. What if I be the barber?
I like the direction.
That's how I think. I know you bitches don't think like that, but that's how I think. Like, when you dealing with a scammer, you need to be like, why don't I be the scammer? Because all you really like about him is like, what?
The money.
That's what I'm saying. You feel what I'm saying? So... Yeah, like, so, I saw that shit, I was like, and I'm talking about his shit with rubber band up, like, every nigga, like, they don't pay about the haircut.
How much is he charging by?
Bro, I don't know what he's charging, but I know that these men, I did not even know they get down like that, for real. Bitch, these men do not play about them haircuts. Them haircuts, them lineups, they don't play about them. I'm with it, I'm cool, because I don't play on my head either.
Wow.
So, I was like, you know what, I told my mom, I was like, I think I want to go to school to be a barber. And she was like, period. She just, girl, I can say I'm finna go make lemonade on the corner. She gonna be like, okay, we gonna get a truck and we gonna get some. She just all for
that's
it. She gonna figure it out. So
yeah.
I'm like, I wanna go to barber school. Boom, mom pay for me to go to barber school.
Oh wow, that's tough.
She paid, and I was working me a little job. So I was working at a smoke shop.
So you know how to cut?
Girl, no.
You said you. You
didn't I tell you I don't be nowhere for long? Okay. I was there. They was getting on my nerves. I'm a poor mama, but I didn't pay her back. But, like, my poor mother really went in. Like, she spent money on my clippers. Bitch, I can't even tell you where that stuff at right now. I think I looked at it at my brother's house and his ex-girlfriend. I think they broke up. Girl, I don't know where that shit at now. I didn't know. I cut one head. And it was my little brother's head. He said I did a good job.
Oh, okay.
That's good.
Girl, you know I smoke so much weed, I can't remember nothing. Need one clippers that's gonna go on wet. They talk about you gotta brush the hair a certain way. You used to get points to that if you took the comb out your hand.
What?
Like, bitch. Yeah, like, say I'm flat ironing somebody here, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can't, if you take the comb out of your hand while you, like, if you take the, you have to have the comb in your hand the whole time. Like, there's never, like, you can't put the comb down.
Are they not gonna
if
pass
you? If I'm doing
you?
Some shit, you're gonna lose points. So once I realized that it was stupid ass shit like that, I'm like, yeah, no. Then I'm up in there with like majority men.
Yeah.
Their conversation is dookie hole.
Talk to me about the combo with the men, because I work with majority men too.
They just not talking about shit. Like, I can't even really sit here and tell you what they was talking about.
Oh,
type shit.
I heard all types of shit.
They just talking about like just women and just sports and just when they was just
the younger day.
Oh, we went bowling with them bitches. They had fat. Remember that bitch with that fat ass? Because I guess they hung out together. Remember that bitch with that fat ass? All shit like that. Like, oh, Nene over there. Anisha got an attitude over there. I'm just over there minding my business. That's it. She got an attitude. She always coming to me with that. Why you hadn't come up here and say hey to nobody? Like, what do I really need to speak to y'all for? I will fucking beat y'all up right now. Leave me alone. It was a little shit like that. Like, they just was like, they were just men.
Yeah. Now they're a handful.
Just some little crusty, dusty, nasty, ridiculous ass men.
Yeah. Why? What you doing?
Nah, you know me so well.
He turning red.
Nah, he know me. He know me. He know me for real.
Okay, but so you was in barber school, and then your friend was DJing, and then what was Boo doing?
She was DJing.
Oh, she was the one that was DJing.
Kara could DJ.
Oh,
she got
that.
A whole little thing. The little thing like that right
what?
There, actually.
Yeah.
She got a little white one like that.
Okay.
And she just be doing she be doing all that little shit. She know how to do, like, she's a real DJ. Like,
fire.
She used to be getting buddy do DJ shit. She worked in a club too, like bottle girl shit. She was doing shit too, but like we just randomly just like
said fuck it.
But it wasn't like on purpose. Like, first of all, me and Kara didn't even get along when we met. We fought and everything, child. We
no.
Hell yeah, we fought.
Yo,
me and Kara
what?
Are really, we have really, I'm about to see her today for the little show we got.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But like, me and Kara, like, it, at one point in time, and she could even vouch, like, we had a really, it's really crazy how shit ended up. Like, even still to this day, me and Kara just went back and forth the other day about the stupidest shit in the world. But it's still like,
Y'all cool, but
yeah, it's almost like a sibling relationship in a sense. Like, she gets on my fucking nerves, and she probably could say the same about me. Like, we really like, yeah, we would like we argue like. But the first time we met each other, some stupid shit happened or whatever. Some stupid shit occurred, and then later on down the line, we was on that. Like, we fought because of that, and it was like some. It wasn't. I ain't even gonna say we sat there and fought. Like, we really like. We really rolled in some grass, like rolled in the bush type shit for a little bit.
I can't.
And then like we had,
this?
And everybody was like, "Bro, nah, this was like 2 years ago, bro, in the summertime." And then after that, we was like, "Bro, we ain't even really like hit." Like then she was on some shit, like you know.
Fuck it.
We got the same friend group. Like it was like that stupid. Like we got the same friends. So after we fight, we're around each other because we got the same friends. So now we just around each other like. Like, bitch, we ain't pit bulls.
Was your friend group annoyed about the fact that y'all was beefing with each other?
No, they are, because we were both, like, the biggest personalities in our friend group.
So,
like, it was more than what was expected. Because what happened was, like, I had got into, like, a real lame relationship. And I was out the way for a while. So while I was out the way, they was, like, close with Kara. So then, boom, me and Kara, like, slick knew of each other, but wasn't friends yet. You feel what I'm saying? So boom, I break up with the nigga I'm with. I get back around my friends. She there. We both looking at each other like, bitch. Like, what's up? Like, hold on. Like, yeah. It's,
I wonder where her side is. Y'all territorial.
It's literally
with y'all
the same
group.
Shit. Like, her. It literally. Our argument was like some dumb shit. Like, she like that bitch was saying something about me. I'm like, bitch, no, I didn't say nothing about you. But we can go. Like, what's up? Like some stupid ass shit like that. Like, and whole time it wasn't even like no.
What a full circle moment for you guys.
But it's so crazy because now, like, all them same, like, the friend group that we, it's not even, like, really, like, no friend group no more. Like, and it's crazy because me and Karen and, like, it was a lot of shit that happened in between all this shit for real. And it's weird as fuck because literally, like, even, like, the crazy, like, crazy shit I went through on some weird universal shit, Karen was going through it at the same time.
Mm.
Like, crazy shit. I'll be going through it and then Kara be going through it. Like, it was just weird as fuck. Like, shit like that was happening. And then all this shit started happening for us. And then our friend group just, like, slowly started separating. So now on some shit, it's just us.
Sounds like y'all was made to be friends, though.
We even now, like, we don't be around each other like that. People think that me and Kara's, like, all each other face, like, besties on some shit. Mm-hmm. We bicker, we get into it and all that. Like,
you that's my boy. Though, or y'all
we straight, too. Like, I feel like all this shit, like, I'm always keep it transparent. I'm always keep it a bean with everybody. I feel like I'm not really, like, I don't have no bestie that I'm with every day.
Okay.
I got love for a lot of people. I have people that I consider, like, my, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is the people that I talk to within a month's basis. Like, even if I don't talk to you every day, I'm going to talk to you this month. Like, we going to see each other type shit. Like, you know it's good.
Yeah.
Everybody around me right now is like, everybody got some shit going on. And my mom always told me, like, once you walk into your truth, everything gonna fall in line, meaning, like, you're gonna meet like-minded people. You're gonna meet people that's on the same shit as you. You're gonna meet people that understand your situation. And if they don't understand your situation, then they ain't meant to be around you for real.
Yeah.
So, like, and it's crazy how shit happened. Like, the people that you think that you finna be, like, people that say, for instance, you grew up with somebody. I say, in my purposes, I grew up with somebody, one of my best friends. And I gotta cut you off because we not on the same
type of time.
Yeah, and you just gonna keep on being on the fuck shit. You get what I'm saying? So you might meet somebody that you just met 3 months ago that you have a deeper connection with than somebody that you feel what I'm saying? So I just feel like, yes, yeah, it's really just some time shit.
Yeah, and life is moving fast for you right now.
Yeah, and I like at least right now, like I'm used to, in my normal day-to-day, I'm used to being with a best friend all the time. Like, I always have, like, a friend. I'm with somebody all the time type shit. But, like, I'm 26 now. I know to a lot. I'll be 27 this year. It's not a lot to a lot of people, but I've been through so much. Like, pretty much everything a girl could go through, damn near. And I'm just at a point now where it's, like, me being by myself and, my time with myself, I take it very seriously right now. So I'm not really prone to the whole everyday best friend. I damn near don't even want no assistant because I know you're going to be in my face all the time. Like, the only people I can really deal with is, like, these niggas. Like, there's, like, more of the niggas that's with them, like, but they're just not here. But, like, on God, the only person that I feel like is patient with me and shit, like, well, my mom, of course, but she's my mom.
Yeah.
And it took her a while to do that, but on my mama, my managers, on my, like, these two right here are the most patient with me. I am a fucking loose cannon. It be shit going on, like, I don't like going out like that. They will tell you. We go out to places, like, they damn near got to tell me, like, okay, this would be good for you to go here. But I'm not going to sit here and be like, it just happened, because I mean, it did just happen, but I just don't like going out. I used to go out all the time. I used to love being outside, like, for real, but I'm just so, like, in tune with my... I got tunnel vision right now, basically. So it's, like, all that with somebody every day, I'm feeling different people. I'm seeing energy and people's auras on a whole different level now because I'm not going to say in the past I didn't have nothing to lose, but now this shit just different.
It is.
It's real different. So now it's, like, and it's stressful. I actually just was saying that when I get back home, I'm looking into getting a therapist so that I can learn how to work with all this shit for real. Not even so much, like, I don't need nobody to tell me who I am. I know what the fuck I am. I know my attitude. I know my behavior. I know who I am.
Yeah.
I just need help when it comes to how to handle it.
Yep.
Because what I do is I build shit up and, you know what I'm saying?
And then that shit gonna explode.
Right. Yeah, so, like, as far as, like, I'm cool with everybody. I don't have no problem with everybody. But I'm very, I ain't every day with nobody. I'll say that.
Good for you, though. Yeah. I know it's like a transition.
But I love
transition.
Everybody. I swear to God, I love Lotto down.
Yeah.
Love Lotto down. Love Kara. Like, and I feel like, shit, they be sleeping me on the same shit. Kara don't be around nobody. The only person that Kara would even be around is, like, Gio. You know who Gio is.
Mm-mm.
You don't?
Mm-mm.
Damn. Well, Gio, like, Kara on the same shit. Like, we used to have it, like, and it's really crazy transition. Like,
yeah, but when you're
hella
building,
friends,
and you're
when
building,
you're building, it's just like,
it's...
I need tunnel vision. Because when there's too many energies and too many people thinking all type of ways, it's like,
yeah,
it's too much.
Yeah, it could be a lot. But I'm glad that you're able to do that. Because I feel like some people are afraid of, like, not having
what it is.
They people.
I just said this the other day. People are afraid of change.
Yeah.
Yeah, people are. That's what a lot of like our parents and going on and on, like I feel like that's what they were afraid of growing up. Like we have more resources than them, but people be afraid of change. Like mm-hmm. you feel like if you break this cycle that works for you right now and it does what it needs you to do, even though you're not happy with it, as long as it works, you're gonna keep on with that cycle. Yeah.
Yeah.
But like you scared of change because you scared of the possibility that it might not work.
Yeah. That's real. Good for you, man. I love that. I really do. That shit is not easy. But you are in good hands. Like, I definitely can.
Yeah, this nigga smoke hookah every day, but.
Hookah? You still on that?
Bro, you just smoked hookah last night. I just posted him on my story calling him a baddie.
That is some baddie energy with this ponytail.
He got baddie energy with this ponytail. And it eats every day. Why every day? It's like it eats down. Like it's a slick back pony,
man,
for sure.
Man, he got some good jeans, man.
Period, Mulan. I call him Mulan.
Mulan? That is a
every
Mulan
time I post him, every time I post him, I put the Mulan theme song.
Nah, that's funny. I'm so sorry. We didn't mean to roast you with that. That's funny.
That's my boy.
But all right, so the last EP that you dropped, Extra, I love the title Extra, but I'm gonna assume now you named it Extra because you're a fucking Leo,
basically.
Yeah.
I felt like it was like it was like a two definition type thing. Like I'm okay. Extra as fuck. I also got it tatted right here in the video.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but nah, I just feel like it's me. I feel like everything, I can honestly say that I'm extra. Like, everything I do is extra. I take anything that's plain and make it extra. Like, that's another thing that I also be, like, trying to put out there. Like, you can literally take anything and make it your own. Like,
yeah.
All that Skims, rainbow. Stop playing.
She said, nah, it's $5 at the block.
I'm telling you, and it fits like a glove, baby. Don't play. Rainbow, $10 a suit. Stop playing. Y'all up here spending. I'm trying to tell y'all, girls, y'all can say whatever y'all want to say, but need to be fresh. So I know it ain't too much. You know what I'm saying? These is some Ed Hardy jeans.
Nice.
They fine. Yep. Back home, fine, everything. I ain't even gonna tell y'all where I got these from. They ain't reused or nothing like that, which I be doing the research. I ain't gonna tell y'all where I got these from. Stop. You don't gotta, like, I be trying to tell everybody it's about what you make shit. Like,
yeah.
It's about how these little rings and stuff, Target. Like, what?
Yeah.
These glasses on my head, beauty supply stuff.
I love it.
Now, I ain't gonna sit here and do it to myself. Like, I definitely put that shit on. Like,
I wear a
designer.
Yeah.
I definitely have designer and all that little shit. But for the most part, like, I like what I like. I'm like that with everything. But my main thing is, I feel like everybody should get a little designer. And like, I'm not a designer junkie. I like what I like. Like, yeah. I said, like, if I see some shit that's designer that I actually like, I'll get it. But, like, for the most part, I don't give a fuck where the fuck I'm at. I'm gonna get it, like, if I like it.
Personally, I think it's tacky to be designer down. Like, I think, like.
Me too. Like, all that. Yeah. Extra bullshit. You is also who you. Like,
you don't got a point to prove, bro.
You ain't like, got no point to prove. I promise you. Like yeah. You are tripping. That's no.
All right, let me play this game with you. All right, it's called Questions That Need Answers.
Okay.
It's a fill in the blank. Hold on, let me get to it. All right. The older I get, the less I blink.
Yo, baby daddy stink.
That's not an answer.
What? What you mean?
The older I get, the less I blink.
Oh, I thought I was supposed to rhyme with it. I thought I was supposed to continue with it.
No.
I'm talking about yo, baby daddy stink. Okay.
You said
the older you get, the less you blink.
Blank, like what is something you do less of now that you're like,
okay,
getting older?
Oh, okay, I thought you said blank. I thought it was a riddle. Damn. Okay. I guess it messed up. The older I get, the less
fight.
No. The older
not
I get.
No.
I said what?
I'm talking about no. The older I get, the less I give a fuck.
Mm. I like that. That's
give a fuck.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a little embarrassed by the fact that I know so little about blank.
Math and like sports.
Yeah.
Like, I be really trying. Baby, I don't get it.
Wait, what sport you don't get?
All of them?
I get, like, I just learned football, but I had to make my own analogy.
Oh, right. What's your analogy for football? Girl.
Okay, so you ready for him?
Yes.
Boom. The football is the bad bitch, okay?
Okay.
The football is the bad bitch, okay. The actual ball. You got two teams. These is basically, this is nigga number one, and this is nigga number two over here.
Okay.
One team is nigga number one, one team is nigga number two. The football is the bad bitch. You got to see how far you could get with this bad bitch. So, like, boom, you got your first yard. Boom, you got the first base with the bitch. Second yard, okay. Boom. Now, you got to keep on going because it's a possibility that that nigga number two could come take this bitch from you. She can come get you. He can come get your bitch.
Get an interception.
And he can get an interception and take your bitch to the touchdown. Now, they got a baby. You feel me?
And now they got a baby?
That's how I think about it. Like, okay, boom, it's a bad bitch. We got to get as far as we can get with this bitch because this nigga could still come take our bitch right now. Boom. They get a touchdown. Score.
Yo, your breakdown of fucking
nut
football.
Nut dinner. Woo! Marriage. Yo! Marriage. You feel me? So that's my nut. Is that not the right thing, though? It's right.
It's right.
Football, basketball. Girl, don't get me started on it. I don't see nothing in basketball. I tell you what I see in basketball.
What?
Okay. I'll tell you what I see.
What the hell you see?
I can't say too much on here because I don't want to get fucked up.
Oh, okay.
But I do love basketball. I say that. I don't know what's going on. I know you got to put the ball in the hoop, but I don't give a damn. I don't know what's going on for real in basketball. I'll tell you that. I don't know what's happening. I know. Woo-hoo! Good D. Good D. Yeah. What they be saying? Good D. What they say? Defense, offense, bring that ball back to the court. Run it in the hoop. Let's go. Yeah.
What? They say that?
Girl, I do.
Oh, she made that up.
Good D. Good D. I be like, yeah. That's what I know. The good D. I know. Because I be like, why y'all
saying
that?
She said, I know the good D.
Because when men be like, good D, good D, I be like.
That's not
when they be playing basketball, they be like, good D, bro. I be like. I be like, yeah, you for sure on some other shit. But nah, like, I get that. So, basketball, I'm all, like, yeah, I love basketball. I love it.
Are you gonna watch the Super Bowl this weekend?
Girl, I didn't even know it was this weekend.
It's this weekend.
Who going?
I don't know, but I know Usher doing a halftime show.
Period.
Yeah.
Bet shawty, I don't mind. If you dance on a pole. Period. I love it. You know, it's the first concert I ever went to in my life.
The Vegas?
No, period. No, like as a child.
Oh, just in general. Confessions?
My mom used to take me to concert. That was our thing. It's still our thing right
That's
now.
That's fire.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great
She took me to an Usher concert, girl. And that was my first thing. And then we went to Vegas together like a year ago.
Fire.
Like last summer.
Was
like
it?
Last summer.
Was it the Confessions one?
No, it was.
I'm saying back in the day.
Back in the day. I think it was.
That's fire.
He brought Keisha Cole out.
That's to this
for when she first like he was like showing her
mm.
like she was first coming out.
Man, yeah. That was a fucking moment, man. I wish I went to that. I remember calling the radio station trying to win tickets.
My mom took me to every damn concert. I went to every Chris Brown concert that could ever possibly have happened. I even went to the concert for my 23rd birthday. Mm. She took me. We went together. I screamed inside my lungs. I cried. Everything.
That's so fire. And your mom had a dope relationship.
Yeah, it got there.
Yeah.
It got there. But we always still, like, of course we, like, had that mom and daughter, like, arguing little shit.
Yeah.
But we had, like, a crazy relationship. Like, I love her real bad. Like, she's my biggest fan for sure.
I love that. Okay, so, what song are you most excited to see Usher perform?
Superstar.
Yeah.
He probably won't even do that.
I think he gonna do, first of all, Confessions
the Vegas
is turning 20.
Shit. Have you ever been to the Vegas?
I ain't going to the Vegas one.
Girl, I was up in that mother. Me and my mom, I lost my voice.
Damn.
I don't even like Vegas. Child, my mama, we was up in there singing down. He sang every song he ever made.
That's fire.
It was beautiful. But Superstar, I wish he would perform Superstar, but I don't feel like he will.
That'd be a great one.
That's a good song.
It's turning 20 years. That album turns 20 this year. So I feel like he should do a whole tribute to Confessions.
He needs to do a whole tribute to Confessions.
Yeah.
Because, child, that shit would have me slide. That's one song. That's one little man that would have me slide down the wall.
You going to hit that note?
Yeah. Period. This is for you. You. My number one.
The yeah, period.
Yeah, this is for you. You, I love you, Usher. Period. You, my friend.
Yeah, same. We love you. All right. I can't believe I actually blanked when I was younger.
I can't believe I actually got shitted on a bird. Shitted on by a bird.
That means good luck, though. That does mean good luck.
Girl, I was outside making little mud pies, outside playing in the mud, and the bird shitted right here.
Oh, on your hand?
Yeah, right here. It was hot.
Ah, that's disgusting.
It was warm as fuck. It shitted right here on my hand.
Disgusting.
And another thing, I thought that, this might be funny to y'all, I thought that horny meant tired. What?
You said it to your mother?
We was having a barbecue at our house, and my grandma, you know, when you little, your parents like washing your sink. Washing your hands in the sink, like over you. So I'm washing my hands. My grandma over me, washing my hands. It's the barbecue going on. So my auntie's in the living room, everything. And I'm like, I yawn. I'm like, ooh, I'm horny. And my grandma like, what? And I'm like, I'm horny. And my grandma like, oh yeah, come here real quick. She brings me by my aunt, and she like, say what you just said again. And I'm like, I'm confused. I'm like, I'm horny. I need to go lay down or some shit like that. And everybody like, whoa, like, oh,
you
no.
Them out.
And then my uncle's up in there and everything. Everybody like, no, whoa, what the fuck? They're like, don't say that no more. Yeah, I used to be on some little bullshit.
You used to stress them niggas out.
I used to be singing my neck, my back. Like, I was different.
That's innocent.
It's innocent, but I ain't mean to be honest, but right. I've been that bitch. I've been knew what the fuck was going on. Like, yeah. Being horny, I've been knew what that was about.
That's funny as fuck. Now, your poor been grandmother.
Knowing, I've been knowing what's going on.
I know your grandmother was stressed the hell out.
My grandma and my mama was stressed out forever. They still stressed out right now. My mama just called me right before this. I had to tell her that I'm coming into the interview.
Oh, God.
They just stressed out. They just be like, Anissa, I can really honestly say, like, everything that I tell everybody in every interview when I speak, when I make music, my mother says my interviews are her favorite because I'm being my complete self.
Oh, I love that.
My mama will sit up in this room. She would sit this that fat ass, that thick, juicy ass on this speaker right now and tell y'all that everything I be saying is no cap.
That's fire.
I don't care what a bitch got to say or what a nigga got to say. My mama, she know. Yeah. She know her child. So, yeah.
That's dope. Mm-hmm. I love that.
She get on my nerves too, though, real bad. Real, real bad.
That's just how it goes. Sometimes I look back at my life and blink.
Sometimes I look back at my life and be like, girl, you just could have been doing, you could have literally not fucked with that nigga. You could have never fucked with that nigga. You could have just did this
no,
the whole
earlier
time.
You said, I got into a lame relationship. I was like, that is so well said. Oh, God. I'm going to start using.
Yeah, lame relationship.
Yeah.
You got to watch how you say it. I'm trying to say it. I'm learning how to say shit. But no, you should have never fucked with that nigga. You should have never, wait, what was the question again?
I look back at my life. Sometimes I look back at my life and blank. Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes I look back at my life and I think you should never fuck with that nigga. You should have just went with your first mind because I've been wanting to do music. But at the same time, no, because I probably would have been doing a different thing. Mm-hmm. I was trying to do like melodic, different type of, I ain't really know myself yet.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
Yeah.
I feel like one day I just went up in the studio once I had like the everything I needed. I got up in the studio on some like, girl, all you gotta do is talk.
Yeah.
Your voice deep, bitch. Just do what you need to do. Just talk. Go ahead. And after that, it just went for how it went. So, you shouldn't have fucked with that nigga. You know what? I'll take that back. I don't got nothing to say to myself. You did everything you were supposed to do, bitch. Honestly.
Live your life.
You built character. You built character.
you went through shit. You could say you went through shit. You and you still came out and you did what the fuck you was supposed to do.
Yeah.
And you see the bigger picture and you grew from it. Anybody that got a problem with your past, I got a problem with anything that you done did, is somebody that don't need to be around. So no, I don't feel like I did nothing wrong. I don't feel like I have anything to say to my past self except for, bitch, we on the way. We on the way to the bag. We finna be in Bora Bora, shaking that ass.
That's fine. Let me know when we head to Bora Bora.
I'll let you know, friend. We friends. Yeah. You know we friends.
I knew that.
I like you.
I didn't know if you knew that.
I like how you was talking about me. You was just talking about, you brought the little back outside thing on the little Charlamagne thing.
Oh, yeah.
You did that one. Your skin good. Everything good.
They kept
good.
Saying Lotto, and I'm like, yeah, but Anissa's record.
Yeah, I love you. We love you. We love you, Lotto, on God. But you are real.
Nah, she's doing great right now.
Nah, yeah. No, she is doing real good. She just dropped that little snippet.
Yeah.
She going crazy. And you know what I love about her? I don't give a fuck either. You could put this up in there. On my life, one of the hardest things you could ever do is not give a fuck.
Mm.
Like, I just watched the interview on her. They was trying to talk to her about, basically trying to ask her, like, was her new song a diss record or whatever. She is not on that.
Which is why I'm so confused.
Well, this is what I'm trying to say, like, that's another thing. I don't even be, like, taking shit from bitches for real because I'm my own person. But I could honestly sit here and say that, like, her being how she is very inspiring.
Mm.
She do not give a fuck. Like, even if she do give a fuck, she not showing it.
Mm.
She's still very empowering. She want everybody to win.
That's
if
what
it's
I like.
Beef, if it's smoke, then it's smoke.
Yeah.
I'll kill you in silence. I don't got to kill you with words. You feel what I'm saying? I gotta kill you with all this. It ain't no rap beef, bitch. Why would I rap beef or do any crazy shit when I could just do what I do?
Yeah.
And win. She's not worried about nobody. When I tell you that, that's one of the most, out of everybody I have met, she's one of the most, like, genuine, real people. Like, she's a real life person. Like, this shit is not something that she, like, just, she, you could tell that she's a person that's, like, this is intimate for her.
Yeah.
So it's like, she don't give a fuck about all these extra ass escapades.
It's just promo.
Yeah, it's just free promo.
Yeah.
My bitch out here getting money. Like, yeah. It don't matter what nobody talking about. She getting money. She don't want nobody. She don't wish no bad on nobody. She don't want to see nobody doing bad. She don't want nobody fucked up. Even her ops, she don't want y'all doing bad. You feel me? Like, she's really one of the ones. She's focused on the bigger picture.
Yeah.
And that's all that matters is the bigger picture. She not in the moment. This is for life. Like, you feel what I'm saying?
And honestly, but we could tell from the outside looking in because she put the work in. Like,
yeah, like, people be trying to be funny and shit, like, but on my life, that girl is worried about her life.
Yeah.
She ain't worried about, like, all this in-the-moment-ass bullshit. That girl ain't worried about that shit. She do not give a fuck. Like,
I love
she's
that.
Worried about, what can I do next?
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? What can I do next to be that bitch? Like, I'm that bitch. Like, that bitch just dropped a video with, like, 17 Birkins in the fucking camera footage. Like, stop playing with her.
Stop playing with Atlanta. Nah, you guys are definitely making a statement right now.
Right now. Yeah. Forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But ladies in particular, I mean, for Atlanta.
Yeah, for,
like,
sure.
I feel like this is the first time we've seen the women in Atlanta really be in the forefront. But I love that. Shout out to Lotto.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me see. All right, we got two more. I made a complete fool of myself when I blinked.
Honestly, like, this is a general thing. Like, I make a complete fool of myself whenever I feed into bullshit.
Mm.
I make a complete fool of myself whenever I react to things and just show my ass, like.
But that's past you now.
Nah, because I just showed my ass, like, a week ago.
I'll
be showing my ass.
I ain't see it.
You ain't see it. I ain't never going to do it. I'll show my ass. And when it comes, one thing about me, I ain't going to sit here and make it seem, like, next to God. And a lot of people are probably going to disagree with me with this shit. I ain't going to lie. But we live in a different world. Next to God and the universe, money. Like, y'all would probably put y'all family next. I love my family to death. I would never pick I would never pick no money over my family. But after God, money. And then my family. But, like, if I had to pick between money and my family, I'm choosing my family. But like I said, you get what I'm trying to say?
I think that's just right now where you're at.
No. It's not like, no, I'm trying to explain it. This is what I'm trying to tell you. I feel like I'm not willing to do anything for some money, basically, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But, like, right now, when I say I got tunnel vision, I'm worried. I'm definitely worried about money right now. I guess you're right.
Yeah.
Right now. But, I mean, in the long run, too, everybody wants some goddamn money. Everybody Listen, we live in a different time point. I know everybody be trying to make it seem like money is not everything, but on my mama, I'm here to tell you that money is indeed everything.
It's a lot.
Money and face card is everything. Yeah. I am here to tell you that. I don't give a fuck what none of this commercial ass bullshit is. The money ain't everything, bro. Money is everything. Money and your and you being you is everything. Yeah. And what I mean by that is, like, in order to get my mama in a fucking mansion, I need some money. Yeah. In order to make sure my mama ain't got no more. My mama's a wildcat, so, like, I gotta, like, clear up shit so she can get her passport from old fucking criminal. My mom was on that. So I gotta, like, fix shit for, like, money. Yeah. These folks, at the end of the day, it's not even, like, your standpoint no more. You gotta think outside the box. So your even family. If money is not your standpoint, these motherfuckers out here care about money. Yeah. They don't give a fuck about if my mama been working and ain't been fighting. They want bread.
Yeah.
They want bread to clear whatever she got going on. When you get your shit expunged, when you get all this shit, anything that you need to get cleared to get fixed for yourself, it take money.
Yeah.
So it's like, God first, off the rip. God, the universe, myself, me. Like, and I don't want nobody to think in a weird way, but me. Because without me, you feel what I'm saying?
Those are good priorities. Yeah.
My mental health, me, my God, my beliefs, and money and my family. And that's just what it is. Because in order to make sure my family good, I need money. And I need to be good. Because I'm the one out of my family, being real, like, on both sides. I'm the one that's the one. You feel what I'm saying? So it's the money. That's why I say I got to watch how I do certain shit, because I care about this money. Like, I'm not no fake-ass bitch that's going to be on the internet acting like, oh, it's deeper than this. And it is deep. It do get real deep. It's very intimate for me, but it's about the money. It's always been about the money.
Yeah.
Even before I did music.
That's why it's in barber school.
Exactly. It's about the money. Like, it's always about the money. I'm always looking for the money to invest in what I really want to do, but it's always about the money. It's always about the money. It's always about what I don't care about nothing else. Like, before everything, it's about the money.
I respect it.
My manager even tell you, I don't give a fuck. If it's a fucking booking anything, I'll be asking, okay, that's cool, but where the money? I like the money. The money is the main thing.
Nah, I get it.
And the money, the money.
The money.
The money. If it ain't about the money, don't be blowing me up, but not for it all.
Yeah.
So, just the money, my family. And then next, I say, like, my fans. I forgot what the question was, but if we listen to things that keep me going. Yeah. I say my fans only because, like, people be trying to, like, be weird and shit like that. But all my life, you wouldn't be where you are without your fans.
Yeah.
If niggas didn't like you, you wouldn't be where you at.
Yeah.
So, like, at the end of the day, motherfuckers be trying to do all that shit like, oh, y'all don't matter. Shut the fuck up. I'm doing me. I'm getting money. Y'all broke. Y'all this and that and the third. But that broke-ass nigga in that room that's laying in that bed.
Supporting
on
you.
That air mattress. He aggravated with his bitch listening to BRB right now. So, therefore, I fuck with you, my nigga. Like, I don't care about none of that shit. Like, all that. Like, that's what I'm saying. This shit ain't really even hit me yet, for real. Because I'm still so, like, in tune with myself.
I hope, like, you stay like that, though, honestly.
I will.
And I think,
girl, so much. I can't say too much, but so much has happened. Like, bitch, I got the nigga of your dreams in my DM right now. And don't give a fuck.
That's what's up.
Don't give a flying fuck. I'm trying to tell you, like, you gotta keep it.
Keep it G.
Keep it G. Keep it B. Like, this shit is really ridiculous.
Yeah. Does it feel like in a simulation? No.
No, because if we're being honest, I always felt like I was going to be fine. Mm. I always, like, not even on arrogant shit, but I always felt like I was going to, because I realized that nothing works for me. Mm. Like, even the shit that I tried to do, it didn't work for me. I knew what I wanted to do. I just didn't know how I wanted to go about it. Mm. But I always knew, like, this is who I am. Like, I would see shit going on and be like, bro, like, I ain't gonna lie, I would see Met Gala shit and see how bitches is dressed and shit and be like, bro, I would tear this shit the fuck down. Like, bitches would not be able to play with me. Like, you know, I always knew who I was. That's one thing about me. I knew who I was. From a kid, I knew who I was. I'm that bitch. Y'all need to shut the fuck up. At first grade, Miss Patterson taking me and putting my desk in front of everybody, all the other students, because I was being talking too much, being bad, because I'd get my work done and throw everybody else off. Mm. I'm talking and everything. My work already done. No, I'm finna get A.
Yeah.
Y'all talking to me, though. They moved my desk to the front. I'm thinking I'm the teacher now. You trying to put me on punishment. I think I'm the teacher. I swear to God, mama will tell you. She called mama and was like, I tried to move her desk to the front, but now she thinks she's a teacher. Because, bitch, I am. You're not teaching these kids nothing. What's up? Like, I'm on that. Like, Miss Gillentine, I used to be singing, like, I used to be coming in the classroom singing The Beach Boys and Bill Withers. I don't know what the fuck. Yeah. I used to be coming up, I swear to God, and Miss Gillentine, no, that's Miss Gillentine, Miss Hammer. I had a bunch of teachers. But all my motherfucking teachers will tell you, Anicia always had some other shit going on. Like some whole other shit, having to put me outside the classroom, all that, because I'm distracting. Yeah. But my shit was going to get done. Mm. I was going to make straight A's. I was going to make an A. Everybody be surprised. Like, I pull up my report card, my shit good. Everybody else like, bro, you always in trouble.
Yeah.
I'm making good grades. Don't play with me. I'm always going to get the business done, no matter what.
That's what's up.
Stand on business. I'm standing on business.
Oh, you know what I was going to say, actually, is in one of the interviews you had did before, you were talking about how, like, you had to develop your confidence. And then, like, once you finally got it, like, you know, it was a wrap. You was up from there. Mm-hmm. But just that process and finding your confidence, especially, like, as a black woman in a male-dominated industry, is not easy. So, like, what was the moment where you was like, I got it?
I don't know, honestly. Mm. I still don't feel like I all the way got it, if we're being honest.
That's surprising.
I feel like I'm using this as like a therapeutic thing. Like I don't all the way got it. Because I feel like it's so much more shit that I got to do. Like I got so many other things that I can do. Like I'm not even in full form yet. Mm. You feel what I'm saying? I'm really just going through the motions. That's what I really want people to understand. Like, I try to be as personable as possible because I'm still a person. Like, I'm not all the way there with how I feel about myself.
Okay.
I'm almost there. I ain't gonna lie. I'm about 85%, 80%, because I'm starting to realize what's going on. And I don't get it twisted. Like, I know who I am. I don't think, like, I'm no ugly-ass bitch or nothing like that. I think I got a lot of confidence, but it ain't all the way there. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like that's natural, though. Yeah, you don't have a little doubt.
It's different with your art.
Yeah, so I feel like it might sound pretty dark, but, bro, we all gonna die one day. You feel me?
How the fuck did we just get here?
That's what I'm saying. It might sound dark, but we all gonna die one day. So I just try to, like, dibble and dabble in as many parts of myself as possible. Mm. So it's like I'm trying to get to know, because basically, like, a body to me is just like a vehicle for the soul.
Yeah.
This is just a car for the soul. And once your car breaks down or it's over with, then it's over with. Your soul moves on. So I'm just trying to get to know the best parts of myself and ride my vehicle for as long as I can, you feel what I'm saying? And, yeah.
You do shrooms at all?
I've done shrooms.
Does that help you with finding, like, the different... No?
No.
What?
Because one thing about it is, like, I don't have an addictive personality when it comes to like that. I could say I'm probably addicted to weed. Mm. But like otherwise, I feel like me being in my natural being, sober, whatever the fuck, that's me. Mm. So when I need to learn myself or figure shit out, I need to be in my natural being. Okay. Because this is who I am. I can't take shrooms 24/7.
Yeah.
This is who I am right now. Like, this is who I am. This is me. This is how I naturally react to things.
Yeah.
This is how I naturally feel about this. On shrooms, I might feel different. Mm-hmm. But I can't be on. I'm not finna be on shrooms all the time.
Yeah.
I'm not finna be on a perk all the time.
Right.
I'm not finna be on a Xan or whatever the fuck motherfuckers be doing. By the way, I don't get down like that. But, you know what I'm saying? That's what gets people so addicted, because they want to be in that state of mind
that
all
version.
The time.
Yeah.
But this is my natural self. So I smoke a little weed. I drink my little drink. But I don't never get out of I've done shrooms. I've done acid.
How was that?
Acid?
Yeah.
It was great.
Like
I went through something called ego death.
Okay.
The last acid trip I took. And it brought me, I watched a full season of Rick and Morty during that trip.
Love Rick and Morty.
And got emotional and everything. I watched it on a different standpoint.
Mm.
But I don't ever want to be that person where it's like, oh, she's talking about this, but she ain't never tried this.
Mm-hmm.
But I've tried shit.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? I've did damn near, not like on a drug standpoint, but like on everything, like period. I've done everything. So it's like, I just know that it might seem cool, but it becomes toxic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It becomes toxic. So it's like, I like to be more in tune with myself, what I like, what works for me. You just gotta be in tune with yourself. Like people have to realize when you're on perks and you on all them drugs and shit like that, you not tapped into yourself.
Yeah.
You tapped into your perk self or your shroom self or your acid self. I'm not gonna lie though. Doing acid and shroom shit definitely opened up my mind.
Yeah.
It opened up my mind for sure, but it's about what you gotta take everything with a grain of salt,
mm-hmm.
and then put it into your own situation.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause everybody's an individual. Everybody has their own personal point of view on everything that happens. Even the way down to bullshit, like down to the way that a motherfucker pours some coffee. Like everybody has their own
POV.
POV. And that's what you have to, that's like one of my biggest fears, not knowing what a person's intentions.
Mm.
You never know. A person could tell you whatever they want to tell you and make you try to trust them or believe them. You could see what a person doing and all type of shit, but you would never, I don't care what nobody say, you would never know what somebody is thinking in their head.
Yep.
You would never know.
That's the hard
like
part
weather and a car accident and all that bullshit. Yeah, like, you know there's a possibility of that, but you never know what somebody is thinking in their head.
Yeah.
You'll never know.
Yeah.
You'll never know a person's intentions.
I think for me, I guess, even, like, I've been doing or working in entertainment for 8 years, and even now, it's just hard to tell what niggas' agendas is, because it's like, mm-hmm. it looks like it's just this, and then it turns into fucking a fiasco, so.
That's what I'm saying, so, like, yeah.
I get it. I do.
You just gotta look at shit differently.
Yeah.
But you never know a person's intention, so.
Yeah. Well, Anicia, thank you so much for joining me. So, new music on the way? What we got? I know you back outside.
Every time you get to that question, I get quiet.
I know you back outside, but what?
I got some stuff on the way. I know y'all, like, if we're being realistic, like, y'all know I'm not done making music. Y'all know I'm not. That wasn't it. I feel like if we're being completely honest, I will say this. I hope you don't mind me saying this. But Extra was just a pacifier in y'all mouth real quick. Because y'all was bitching and complaining about me dropping more stuff because I only had like 2 songs out. So I can honestly say that. Extra is like an extra. Read out about it, but it's also about like a, I'm extra. Like it's gonna get like it's crazy.
Got it.
Yeah, Like, it's just, it's definitely more shit to come. I got a lot of shit coming, I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, extra was just a pacifier in y'all mouth so y'all could shut up. I've actually, it was just to hold y'all still until I get that bottle ready. You get what I'm saying? Now the bottle is almost ready.
Yo, you and these analogies?
Hey, look.
You always got a good analogy.
So I got this bottle ready. I got this bottle ready. I'm rocking y'all to sleep with this pacifier, but I know you're going to wake up soon from this pacifier because the pacifier ain't going to be enough. You need that bottle. Then after that bottle, you're going to be like, all right, mama, I need that titty. And guess what? Mama been loading up that milk for that titty.
Yeah.
But that titty gonna come after this bottle.
Oh my God.
So I definitely do have a bottle for y'all.
Okay.
And I'm definitely gonna rock y'all to sleep.
All right. So.
And we're gonna be good to go.
Bottles is on the way. Titties is also in the works of being fully loaded.
Fully loaded. I really love your energy though. I love the whole like cadence of this. Like,
thank you. Appreciate that.
I really love it. You got the little baby blue on. You got me feeling like I'm in the sky. Yeah, I really fuck with you for real.
I appreciate that. Wait, shout out your gram. Let everybody know where they can follow Anicia if they don't already.
Anicia with six A's at the end. A-N-Y-C-I-A. Please don't call me Anicia. I don't know why y'all be doing
that. Ain't no H in there.
Right. They be a bit, girl. They be calling me Anicia, Anika, everything. Let me not show this.
All right.
But no, yeah. Anicia with six A's at the end. Princess popped that on Twitter. Whatever, like, you know, just honestly, I feel like if you don't know, then...
You under a rock.
You under a fucking rock. Yeah. So, like, I feel like at this point, you should know how to find me.
Yeah. Tap in.
But thank you so much for having me on here.
Yeah, of course. Thanks
You're
for
so
coming.
You're so cute. Thank you for showing me love, for real.
Yeah.
And I love your shoes.
Thank you.
You're
I like
welcome.
Your fit. Good fit.
Thanks.
This feels like a very New York fit, too, by the way.
Hey, I tried to do my big one.
It's on purpose.
On purpose.
The Timbs, okay.
See the Timbs?
Yeah.
That ass facts, bodega.
Oh my God, yo. All right.
And guess what? I got a knife.
Who the fuck have you been hanging around?
Nobody, just facts.
Just facts.
Like facts like bodega, everything. Like, that ass facts though, like real shit. Like, if like niggas is moving walky right now. Like, I'm trying to embrace like my chopped cheese.
Mm.
You feel
you ate
me?
One?
I've been having them.
Oh, okay.
So like yeah.
You
like,
on a toilet or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Sound about right.
Hey, look, I've been on a toilet since this morning by the chopped cheese. Word is bomb.
Talk soon, guys. Peace.